Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Love, love is strange. Lot of people take it for a game.
The Way Way Back Machine, Mickey and Sylvia. That's still a great song. Welcome back, 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Dr. Robert McTeer is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. More than 17 years he's been hanging out with us, and spent most of his career with the Federal Reserve Organization, and is one of the leaders there, one of the great legendary leaders there, especially of the Federal Open Market Committee, which is meeting this week, and Bob's commentating on it with us. He's giving us his analysis. Bob, thanks again for being here. When we went to the break, I was pointing out how Greenspan used to lament when people were getting after him for you know, maybe the economy was dragging a little bit. They were getting after him for his policies. He said, "Hey, I got to have some help from the administration. Now I need some. I can't do it all with monetary policy. I need some fiscal help." Well, it turns out that if the Fed was smart right now, they'd be saying, "It's not just us. We don't need fiscal help. We need regulatory abatement." Bob, the regulations coming out of Washington are killing jobs and job creators, and it's hurting the economy.
I don't disagree with that.
The new overtime rules, for God's sake, Obamacare. There's never been a bigger job killer, Bob, than Obamacare, and its little brother are the Department of Labor's new overtime rules going into effect December 1st.
Well, Obamacare is finally getting some negative publicity out there. With
it's
all
finally getting accurate publicity, Bob.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead.
You're saying the propaganda can't break through the reality anymore.
I'm saying that the news is the Obamacare is a negative force, and while what they're reporting is the news. The news is not negative. The news they're reporting is negative.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, go ahead.
I think I came to an end.
Well, the thing about it, the policies.
Oh, let me just say this about fiscal policy. I think most economists would agree that we need to spend more money on our infrastructure. I think describing us as a third world country when it comes to airports and roads and stuff is fairly accurate. The problem there is that the debt level is so high that to go further into debt to spend on needed infrastructure is not necessarily a win-win-win situation. It's got some negatives on it too.
Well, the other thing about that though, Bob, is I agree with it with the infrastructure as a deferred maintenance argument. There's no question about that. But as a job creating argument, it's not a good one, in my opinion. Would you agree with that?
Well, we can't all be shovel-ready highway construction workers.
There are no shovels on construction on highway constructions anymore. The shovels have all got huge Chambers engines, Detroit diesel engines hooked to them.
You know, I used to say facetiously in speeches, if you want to create jobs, get rid of the heavy equipment on construction sites.
Yeah, exactly. Now you sound like Bastiat. So.
And if you want to go even further, you can get rid of the shovels and use spoons.
Well, you know, when you and I were growing up, the guy driving the road grader and the bulldozer was a big burly guy who was having to pull levers and I mean, it took a 250-pound guy to operate the controls. Now a 120-pound woman can do it with a joystick. Seriously,
you know, my favorite example of that sort of thing is cotton picking. When I was about 10 years old, my dad let me play around with picking cotton at Billy Joe Hopper's farm. And they had these adults there that really, they could get 300 plus pounds.
And it was their living. It was their living. You were playing. It was their living.
Right. And then a mechanical cotton picker came in and nobody was picking cotton anymore. But that one guy driving that vehicle.
Well, that's exactly right, and that's the deal. That's what makes me mad when I hear And then if you remember, Obama talked about we got all these shovel-ready things we can go with. And he actually came back 2 years later and admitted that, well, we didn't have as many shovel-ready as we thought.
Well, one would assume there'd be some shovel-ready projects.
But they're contractor, they may be contractor-ready, but they're not. It's just like the pipeline, just like the oil pipeline, Bob. I agree that I think we need the pipeline, but it's not a job creator. If it is, it's going to last 18 months, and then they're gone.
Well, the fact is, you shouldn't have projects whose main purpose is to create jobs. I mean, we got a lot of stuff that needs doing. We need to do the stuff and let the jobs follow along.
Well,
once you start just trying to create jobs, that's waste.
Well, when the Fed did the as you pointed out, the second round, the last round of their QE, that just flooded more cash into the economy that wound up in corporate America's coffers in the form of loans that they wound up doing other things with and investing in the economy. And that's hurt small business, which is half the economy, Bob.
I would characterize that a little differently.
Okay.
They bought a lot of government bonds and created a lot of bank reserves. But banks, big banks especially, held on to a lot of those reserves as excess reserves, so they never really got through to the money-creating stage.
I agree with that.
Money supply growth has been about 7% a year in recent years, and the velocity of that money has gone down about 3 percentage points a year, so that gives us our 4% growth in nominal GDP.
That's the good analysis we always count on for Bob Mateer. Are you worried, quickly, and we'll talk about it again on the next break, next segment, are you worried about unwinding that balance sheet of the Fed?
Well, I don't really see any pressing need to unwind it. If you start unwinding it, it's tantamount to tightening monetary policy.
It is, and maybe inflationary. Quick break, Tintail, more with Bob Mateer. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.